powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And that opener was Apollo 100, which was a short-lived British-based instrumental studio group that had the hit Joy, which was based on Johann Sebastian Bach's Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. That song came out in 1972. I remember seeing a kind of video as a kid that had this music set to images of astronauts bouncing around on the moon. It's an image I've never forgotten, and I think of it every time I hear this. So right now I'm 8 years old again in my mind, and indeed, what a joy that is. Anyway, this is your old pal, Big Tony the Prog Squatch, and this is another episode of Prog Watch. And this week I've got another, what I like to call variety show lined up here, so I'm going to get things rolling along. Got a lot of music for you. Caribou are a German band. That's K-A-R-I-B-O-W, if you're interested. They're a German band, including the talents of Oliver Rusing, Marcus Bergen, Gerald Nargang, Chris Thomas, and Thomas Wischt. On their latest album, the double disc Holophinium, they also have some noteworthy guests, such as Michael Sadler of Saga, Colin Tench of Corvus Stone and the Colin Tench Project, and Sean Timms of Unitopia and Southern Empire. From Holophinium, which is actually their eighth studio album under the Caribou name, I give you Ego.
Free me, free me. single sound. What do you want to be? What do you want to be? I'm creating worlds from everything I found. Just a machine that wants to be, that wants to touch, that wants to feel. And suddenly something is waking up inside. The time has come for you to realize. Fear of a loss, every welcome means goodbye. Looking away.
Once again, that was Ego by Caribou from their Holophinium double disc, which is their eighth studio album just released this year. Next up, Airbag, a Norwegian progressive rock band comprised of lead vocalist Asli Tostrup. I'm sorry about these names, guys. Guitarist and vocalist Bjorn Riis, drummer Henrik Fossum, and bassist Anders Hovden. They've been on my radar for a few years now and have put out three previous studio albums, which are very good. Their latest is called Disconnected, and it just came out. I think it may be their best effort yet. Anyway, from that album, this is Slave.
It's been a while since you left me. I never wanted it to end up like this. Is it you or is it me? Did I lose the faith? I need someone to be here. I need someone to care.
Satisfied. Will you make me feel?
Just to reiterate, that was Slave from the brand new Airbag album. What a good disc it is, too, called Disconnected.
You're listening to the station with the best mix of music. Progzilla, bringing you the best progressive music has to offer.
Now here's an artist who is a fellow presenter of mine on Progzilla Radio and a talented musician with four albums to his name. It's Mike Kershaw with a song from his latest album, What Lies Beneath, and the name of the song is The City Revealed.
Change forever. the books that he'd read were just stories? Is there anything left of me?
Again, that one was The City Revealed by Mike Kershaw from his brand new album, What Lies Beneath. And next up, I've got another Prog Radar recommendation and bite-size review, this time from an album that I've played some tracks from before, Red Bizarre, featuring our one and only Peter Jones on vocals. The name of the album is Tales from the Bookcase, and Martin is suggesting the track City and the Stars. That's Martin Hutchinson of Prog Radar.
Pleasant land, this land we love, the place we called our own. This brand new taste we still don't understand, the bitter harvest from the seeds we've sown. Men feel like strangers here on our own streets. Things change so fast they never saw the signs. The ground was taken from beneath their feet. Time moved on and they were left behind. Do we stand for our claim? What does it mean to be an Englishman?
Japan, all of this in to their fears, city and the stars. Savage bear and quail within the capital sinks. How deep we let it get this far? 1984, came and went, now all that's left is city and the stars. City and the stars on the TV show. Famous faces you don't know. Tell you how to think and who to be. Puppets made their sad prediction, but the truth was there behind the fiction, right before our eyes. But nobody wanted to see.
Once again, that was City in the Stars from Tales from the Bookcase by Red Bazaar, featuring Pete Jones of Tiger Moth Tales. Now here's Martin's bite-sized review. The addition of an artist of the caliber of Peter Jones to the already impressive musicians in Red Bazaar always had the potential to create a new force in the world of progressive music. The question was, how good would they actually be? Well, my friends, I can answer that firmly in the positive. Tales from the Bookcase is a new classic to my ears and an album that should be in any discerning fan's collection. Roll on to the next one. Again, I hardly concur with that. It's really good work. Pete Jones just blows my mind on this album. He's just so good, and so his voice is such an expressive instrument of its own. Anyway, that was our Prog Radar recommendation and bite-sized review from Martin Hutchinson, who runs the Prog Radar website and the Facebook pages.
The name is Bond, James Bond, and no love, but the measure of rock music. That's why I listen to Prog Watch. It's Mark Bush.
Now here's a cool project that Dave Gregory was involved with a few years back. I guess this would be after XTC, but before he became a formal member of Big Big Train. Anyway, the name of the project was Tin Spirits, and it also involved the talents of Mark Kilminster on bass and vocals, Douglas Mussard on drums, percussion and vocals, and Daniel Steinhardt on guitars and vocals. From their 2014 release called Scorch, this is Little Eyes.
Keep your soul inside. It's easily the hardest thing. I'll tear my heart out to pacify and beg you to offer your pain to me. Oh, 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 oh,
Once again, that was a Dave Gregory project from a few years back called Tin Spirits, with a song called Little Eyes from the 2014 album Scorch.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Next up, an old prog watch favorite, Cosmograph. We featured this project of Robin Armstrong in season 2, I believe. And I was excited when I heard a new album was forthcoming this year. Well, it's arrived, and I must say I think it's a great piece of work. Robin does much of the music himself, but has some notable guests, such as Nick DiVirgilio of Spock's Beard and Big Big Train, of course, Nick Beggs, who's played with Steven Wilson, Steve Hackett, and the Mute Gods, and Dave Maros of Spock's Beard. From the new album entitled The Unreasonable Silence, this is The Uniform Road.
You know what to do. Good job. Come on. We'll be right back. coming. I'm convinced they're coming for a purpose. We've brought this upon ourselves. Our inability to live without war, religion, greed and inequality. We're a weak race, and we will be overrun.
Once again, that was The Uniform Road, from the new album by Robin Armstrong's project Cosmograph. The name of the album is The Unreasonable Silence.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
Finally, I've got one from the highly anticipated new album by Big Big Train entitled Folklore. We did some coverage on BBT way back in season one of Prog Watch, so the band have been on my radar for some time, and I'm pretty familiar with a lot of their work. Well, I must say that this album, Folklore, really blew me away on the first couple of listens, and from reading a few of the reviews from friends like Martin Hutchinson and Matt Spall, and seeing comments from Big Big Train fans who refer to themselves as the Passengers, I'm not alone. This album is really good on so many levels. The song I'm about to play for you is a case in point. You might think it's a silly song by its title, Winky, but listen to the words. It's a wonderful, uplifting story about a World War II air crew who may have died if it had not been for the efforts of a carrier pigeon named Winky. This is modern prog at its finest, friends. Exceptional composition, musicianship, coupled with a great story, poignant lyrics, delivered with emotion, it's got everything. Once again, this is Winky.
That two pigeons are company. dawn, the very next morn, Sergeant Davidson sees Winky has flown. He falls the information through, gets the message to SC Rescue HQ. The time she'd taken to fly back and the condition of the boat. They could narrow down the search. SC Rescue heed the call.
New information, try once more.
Where once before they'd searched in vain,
they must venture out.
That was, of course, Messrs. Spotten, Longdon, Poole, Gregory and crew, a.k.a. Big Big Train, with a song called Winky from their latest album, Folklore, just released. And please remember that if you like what you hear on the show, go to the artist web pages and support them. In fact, there's an easy way for you to get to their web pages through my webpage, progwatch.com, progwatch.com, no hyphen in there, has... aside from being able to listen to the show, you can also link directly to artists' web pages. I've put active links in the postings on my site so that if you like an artist from a particular show, you can go straight to their web page and find out more about where you can buy some of their music, because it's getting hard to make a buck these days in this industry, and we really need to support the artists as much as we can. And while you're at it, why don't you support your friendly neighborhood local prog squatch? If you like the show, you can always go and like the Facebook page, Prog-Watch on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, P-R-O-G-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H. In both cases, you'll be kept in the loop a little bit on some of the latest prog news. And I also do a daily classic album, which sometimes gets a little bit of interplay going with some of the other people who follow me and who I follow. So, yeah, if you like the show, you might enjoy that. And one more thing, you can always email me. It's progsquatch, all one word, P-R-O-G-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H, @gmail.com. If you want to suggest bands, tell me you liked a particular show, tell me you didn't like something, tell me I got something wrong on a show, whatever it is, just email me. I'd love to hear from you. That's about all we have time for this week, so I will remind you once again, my friends, to prog on, brothers and sisters.
I bring joy, I can take you through those days when people seem to get to you. I bring joy, and I
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.